preach on Colossians 3:17, so if y'all could just please turn to there.
Amen, bro.
And while y'all turn there, I'm just thank the Lord for giving me this church and giving me this opportunity to preach to y'all. Say amen when you're there.
Amen.
Alright. It says, "And whatsoever ye do in the word of deed, or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." So what it's really saying, whatever you do, like, let's say you're in church, or you're, like, let's say you take an old lady across the street, and then something like that, you should be doing it for God.
Amen.
Like, people were wondering why I was dressed up today, because I took a couple of pictures, put it on Snapchat, and I was like, well, I'm going to church. I'm going to His. I'm going to God's house.
Amen.
I should be dressed up the best I can. So,
amen.
Let's go to verse 18. "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord." So, nowadays we don't really respect our spouse. Really, we just treat them like crap. Because Brother Danny was preaching Sunday night. He said that the women, like, you could tell who could be in control. Like, if the woman would be in control or the husband can be in control.
Yeah.
So, verse 19, it also says, "Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them."
Amen.
So, I was in school one day, and I was just sitting there talking to this guy, and we were picking around, and he said, "I could get more women than you can." We treat women so badly nowadays that we just treat them like trash.
Yeah, amen.
And parents, you better get this on recording. Verse 20. Yeah. "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord."
Come on.
Nowadays, we just have kids wanting to go to McDonald's getting a Happy Meal because they want to get their parents just to get it for them.
Yeah.
We don't need this nowadays. We need to go back to our old days, like Brother Danny said.
That's right.
Let's go to verse number 25.
Yeah. Preach it, brother.
"But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which that he had done, and that there is no respect for persons." If you're doing the wrong, and you're doing drugs, having sex out of wedlock,
man,
stuff like that, going back to verse 17, that's not doing stuff for the Lord.
Right.
You need to start, since you are in church now, you should lay it all down.
Right.
For the Lord, because you wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Him.
Amen.
We need to just lay our lives down for the Lord and not do wrong. We should do right.
Amen. Isn't that good?
Amen. What about that? What about that? 14 years old. Amen. That takes some guts there, buddy. I'm sorry for you nice people. Intestinal fortitude. That's for the educated folks. Amen. All right. You know what you need to do sometimes? Sometimes you need to just stand still and let God move in your life. Amen.
That's right.
Plan, though it's hard to see it now, you feel you're walking all alone, but He is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go,
stand still
and let God move.
That's right. Listen.
Standing still is hard to do. When you feel you have reached the end, He'll sure and be secure. God is moving right now. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do.
Advice right there. If you're right in the middle of the road and there's cars whizzing by both sides of you, what's the best way to go? Better stand still until it clears out a little bit. All right, let's open the Bible to Matthew chapter 24 this morning. I want to show you something here in the Bible that had been on my heart all week, and I want you to listen real carefully, please. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 37. Matthew 24 and verse number 37. This morning, I want to show you some people in the Bible and how the Bible who made the biggest mistake that you can make. I want to preach this morning on the biggest mistake that you can make. I don't know if you ever heard a sermon about mistakes. All of us make them. And here in Matthew 24, it said these people in verse 37, the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And these people, it said in verse 39, they knew not till the flood came and took them all away. The Bible said while Noah was getting the ark ready, these people didn't know it, what was really going to happen. Sean, just a little bit. These people didn't realize it. It said they knew not. They made a mistake. They made a big mistake. Now, mistakes are common to all of us. Everybody here make mistake. We have that in common. One man asked his wife, said, nobody's perfect. And the guy stood up and he said, I know somebody's perfect. And the preacher said, who? He said, my wife's first husband. You never know these people. These perfect people don't exist. These perfect people are always somebody out yonder somewhere that nobody knows or nobody's ever around. Only one man that's ever lived on this earth did not make a mistake. And that was, in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ. The people in Noah's day made the mistake of not being ready and getting on the ark. The king in Daniel made a big mistake by thinking the lions would eat Daniel, or the men that had him thrown in there. Pharaoh made a big mistake by not letting the children of Israel go. When Moses came in there and said, let them go. He made a big mistake and cost him his life. Lot's wife made a big mistake when they was going out of Sodom like that, and she turned around and turned into a pillar of salt. Big mistake. It was a mistake for Pilate when he said he found no fault in the Lord, but turned him over back to Herod and cost him his life and cost eventually his own soul, refusing to take a stand for the Lord. Now, all of us make little trivial mistakes. And what we need to understand this morning is there's a price to pay for mistakes. There's penalties. You make any kind of little mistake, there's a penalty. If you're out shopping and you bump into somebody, excuse me, I'm sorry, that'll get you out of little ones like that.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to step on your toe. Excuse me, I didn't mean to get in front of you here in line. Excuse me, I didn't mean to knock your kid down. Excuse me, I didn't mean. And most of the time, when you're out in public like that, a simple apology will get you out of a simple mistake. Now, if you hit somebody's car, that's a little bit more serious a mistake. And the price or the penalty is higher. You can't just bang into somebody's car and say, I'm sorry. I mean, it's going to take more than that. They're going to want your insurance number. They're going to want something. So the more severe the mistake, the more severe the penalty, right? And I've heard of sometimes mistakes that other people make work in your favor. This boy, not long ago, he started getting stuff in the mail. And he got a big screen TV. And then a little bit later, he got a computer. And he hadn't ordered nothing. And a little bit later, he got games and laptops and everything. Got $5,000 worth of stuff. And from Amazon.com. And he just started getting in the mail. Didn't know where it comes from. And you know what he done? Honest man. He called them up and said, hey, you people are sending me stuff in the mail that I didn't order. And the company said, thank you for being honest, and let him keep it. That was good, wasn't it? He got his conscience cleared and got to keep all the gift. Their mistake. Then there's car wrecks. People are involved in car accidents and never come home. Just a mistake. The trip to the moon was a very, very expensive mistake. Our nation and government. I mean, spent billions of dollars of the taxpayers' money to find dead rocks and bring them back, and we told them that's what was up there to start with. It was a mistake, and all of them don't even realize it. Yeah, just absolute waste of money. And we see that over and over and over. I read about a newspaper years ago who sent out these advertisement that you could get this little paper for a dollar. You get it for a year for a dollar. They made one type error. Instead of a dollar, it said 10 cents. Left off one of the zeros. 10 cents. And 30,000 people sent in their orders for it for 10 cents. The paper had to stand by their advertisement and lost $27,000. That was a long time ago, and that would have been a lot of money. And so the more severe the mistake, the more severe the punishment or the penalty. What's the greatest mistake that a person can make? Oh, we've heard of lots of them. I heard about a lady over in England, true story, who she played the lottery every week. And every week she got her lottery tickets and she kept down the numbers and she would write the numbers down on a paper and give them to her husband so he could keep them. So if she ever got the winning ticket, she'd have a record of it. And sure enough, one day she got the winning number and won the lottery. However, her husband thought it never going to happen and threw away the ticket. She had the winning number on the paper, but the ticket was done gone, burnt in the trash. $181 million mistake. That's a pretty costly mistake, isn't it? I remember the Challenger, the spaceship Challenger, back in 1986. It cost $5.5 billion to build the Space Challenger. Translated in today's upgrade, how much that would be now? $11.1 million. What was $5 billion in 1986? $11.1 million today to send the Space Shuttle Challenger in the air. 72 seconds into its flight, it exploded with all seven passengers on board. They found that a booster joint had a weak sealant around it and caused the explosion. Somebody made a mistake. Cost $11 million in today's money and seven lives. Mistakes are sometimes extremely expensive. Goliath, the giant in the Bible, he said, send me somebody out here to fight me. They sent little David. Here comes little David this high, like Christian there. And he come up there and he said, I'll stand up. And Goliath laughed at him. He said, he ain't going to do nothing. You know what? Big mistake, wasn't it? That was a big mistake. Old David took them rocks, put them in that body, smacked him right between the eyeballs and cut his head off. And the Bible said he wanted to make, Goliath made a mistake. that he could never, ever, ever undo. Ladies and gentlemen, people are always making mistakes. I read about a band. These band members in a group, they're off somewhere, and this guy's going to take their picture. And they said, okay, and they're going to pay him so much to take their picture. And so he arranged them. He put the big ones in the back. He took the shorter ones right in front of them. Shorter ones right in front of them. It took him forever to get everybody arranged. And then finally he started snapping the pictures. And he said, now, wait a minute. He moved his hand. Wait. He wasn't looking at the camera. Wait, she wasn't standing in front of somebody. Took them forever. And they took pictures and took pictures and took pictures and took pictures and took pictures. Finally, he got the way he wanted. And he said, I'll have them all developed tomorrow afternoon for you. And when they come back to get them the next day, he had not put film in the camera. And all of that was a waste of time. You know what that was? Mistake. A mistake is not always a sin. Sometimes it is, but not always. Sometimes you can make an honest mistake and it's not even wrong, but it'll cost you dearly. What's the biggest mistake that a person on this planet can make? Well, I've read about a lot of them. December the 7th, 1941, was the attack of Pearl Harbor. And Pearl Harbor, let me tell you what happened. 353 Japanese airplanes come flying into Pearl Harbor, and look, we were not ready. The president said, we were unprepared. There were Army, Navy, and Marine Air Force stationed in that area. We lost 8 battleships, 6 airfields, many, many airplanes, and 2,400 men. We lost on that day. Now, here's what you don't hear about a lot. That was at 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. At 7 o'clock that morning, early that morning, those Japanese planes were 137 miles away coming toward Pearl Harbor. A small radar station with 2 soldiers watching it picked them up. There's a dot. There's another dot. Finally, 137 of them. They reported it to the lieutenant. And the lieutenant come back and said, oh, that's probably just some of our planes making routine flights. And his famous quote was, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They had 50 minutes. They were 137 miles away. 50 minutes to get our troops ready, prepared, sheltered, planes out of the way, and stop them. But the man made a mistake. The man made a mistake. And the mistake cost us what at that time the worst attack on American soil and was up until 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, that was on a Sunday morning. His famous words were, don't worry about it. Too many people today have that attitude toward God and heaven and hell and their never dying soul. Are you listening to me this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, what's the worst mistake that a person can make? I want to say the worst mistake a person can make is to reject the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. You cannot make a greater mistake than that. You know why? Because no matter how much you pay, no matter how much the penalty is, it's never enough. You can never pay for it. You can mess up here and wind up in prison, pay your dues, get out, and live a normal life. You can get hurt, go to the hospital, suffer for a while, get your health back, pay your price, and get over it and go on. But if you die without God, and you die in your sin, and your blood's not covered your sin, and you're unprepared, you never get it paid for. And you know why you never get it paid for? Because somebody else already paid for it for you. You know why people was raising their hands a while ago? You know why you'd see a hand go up over here and a hand go up over there? It's not because we're good people. It's because we realize that 2,000 years ago, somebody went to the cross and paid the price for our sins and laid down his life so you and I could have eternal life. Somebody paid it for us. I'm going to tell you this morning, the biggest mistake you'll ever make in your life is to turn that down. People don't go to hell because of what they do. People go to hell because of what they are. You're a born sinner, and you're already headed that way. And the Bible says there's a heaven and there's a hell. Now, you may be here this morning and say, I don't believe in heaven or hell. That's your right. You can believe whatever you want to or not believe whatever you want to, but that don't mean you're right. I would not take my chances against a book that's been here for thousands of years and never been proved wrong one time. Are you sure you're willing to die and risk what the Bible says about going to hell? And are you willing to take that chance? Yeah, I mean, I heard a professor say that there wasn't no such place. Yeah, you heard a professor say it. Let me tell you who said there was one. Jesus Christ. And he said, I am the way, truth, and the life. No man come to Father but by me. He said, I have the keys of death and hell. He's the only man ever been dead, went there, and come back and told about it. And I want to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest mistake you'll ever make is saying no to Jesus. I'll live my own life. I don't understand it. I'm not ready for that. I'm not a religious person. That's the biggest mistake you can possibly make. I witnessed to a young man right over here in town the other day. And I mean the Lord. That's the gym over there running over at College Street Gym. And I witnessed to this young man. He was in there talking to me. And boy, I could feel the Lord's presence. I felt the Lord's presence on me just like I feel Him in church. And I started talking to this boy. And I said, you know, there is a God, don't you? And he said, well, you know, I've heard that. He's about 30 years old. I've even talked to him. And I said, look, man, the ability you have, your eyes. Think about your eyes. How your eyes can focus. You think that just evolved? They say, well, a camera can do that. And somebody had to make that camera. Somebody had to make these eyes. They didn't just evolve. Air, water, everything. It couldn't. You know what I told him? I said, either this whole world got here by itself or somebody put it here, one or the other. That's the only two options you've got. It got here by itself or somebody made it. And I'm telling you, you've got to have a whole lot of faith to believe it all got here all by itself. And I started talking to him and I said, look, you know what? I said, it's like this. I said, the Lord paid our debt. Are you listening? The Lord paid our debt. For example, if I owed the bank over here in town $100, $200, $500 million. Say I owed them $1 million. And I said, look, I can't pay it. There's no way I can pay it. If I sold everything I got and doubled it, still couldn't pay it. You'll have to put me in jail. I'll have to pay. I can't pay it. Now, a man comes up. This rich man steps up. He said, I've got the price here. I've got a blank check. How much you owe, Danny? I said, I owe $1 million. He said, take it and pay your bill. All I have to do is receive that out of his hand, take it and pay my bill. He paid my debt for me. Now, are you listening? Up here's God, up here in heaven. Down here's you and me. We're all sinners. Everybody's sin. We owe God. We are in debt. We owed a debt we could not pay. So Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, lets them put nails in his hands and in his feet and pays the price, ladies and gentlemen, for all of our sin. That's salvation. That's salvation. I took what Christ did as my payment for my sins. He paid a debt he didn't owe. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. We swapped. I'm the beneficiary. I'm going to heaven because thank God he paid my debt. You got that? Biggest mistake you can ever make is walk right past that and say, well, I don't know. I'm not ready for religion. I've got a lot of questions. I'm confused about some things. Translated, I want to live like the devil a few more years. I've got some stuff I want to do. I want to live like that. I don't really want to know the truth because if I do, I have to deal with it. So I'd just rather plead ignorance and act like I don't know enough. Well, let me tell you something. That's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. There's no getting out of it. There's no coming back. There's no repentance in hell. There's no water in hell. There's not a drop of water or relief in hell. The biggest mistake you'll ever make. is say, I know the Lord died for me, but I'm just going to decide to live like I want to live myself. I'll tell you this story. Years ago, true story, four young men were in college. Three of these young men were Christians. One of them was not. The one who was not a Christian was a very, very good swimmer on his way to probably participating in the Olympics. And he was on his way, a tremendous diver. I mean, stand on the end of the board, three double back flips, and on his way to become an Olympic swimmer. And these three guys, every night in the dorm, they'd sit around, they'd get their Bibles out, and they'd talk to him about the cross, and Jesus dying on the cross, and Jesus dying on the cross, and Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. They kept saying that over and over and over. And he said, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Well, it came the holiday break. He went home for Christmas and New Year's. And while he went home, he said all he could think about was the cross. And Jesus died on that cross. And when Jesus died, the blood dripped down the cross. And he was doing that for me to pay for my sins. He was paying for my sins. And he said he thought about it all week. Finally, he came back. That night he came back to college. He decided that he would go in. He said, I haven't been swimming. I'm out of practice. He went in the gym late at night. In that gym, they had a large Olympic-sized swimming pool. Beautiful place, immaculate. And they had, around some of them gymnasiums like that where they swim, they got like the top 10 or 12 feet is glass all the way around the top. You know, let a little sunlight, I don't know how they do it. It looks like an aquarium almost. They have walls from there down, but from there up, it's just glass all the way around it. It was a full moon, and the moon was shining in there that night. And it was dark in there, but you could just see the reflection on the walls. That young man stood there that night, and he was thinking, and he got out to the end of that diving board, put his toes on the end of it like that, and he put his arms up like this, and he happened to look back here on the back wall. And on the back wall, the moon was shining through that there, and it made a perfect cross on that wall. And he got to looking at that cross. And about that time, he started feeling guilty. About that time, a tear would come out right here. And he said he took two steps forward and fell down on his knees on that diving board and said, Lord, I know you died for me on the cross. And I beg you to forgive me. Come into my heart and save me, Lord Jesus. And he got saved right there, 19 feet above the water level there. And he's on that thing and got saved by God's grace. And he said, well, about that time, the janitor come in and said, hey, who is it up there? He said, it's just me, sir. I was in here, I was going to die. And the janitor said, what are you doing? He said, I'm up here praying. He said, the Lord just saved me. I got saved. I took Jesus in my heart. And the janitor said, well, you better be glad you did. Flipped the lights on. There was no water in the pool. They had drained it. There had been an electrical shortage come through, and they drained the water out doing some work on it. He didn't know it. He was that close to making the biggest mistake a person can make. That close. His toes were on the edge. If he'd have jumped, he'd have splattered down there on that concrete, crushed his skull, and been in eternity without God forever and ever, people. The biggest mistake a person can make is die without the Lord Jesus in their heart. I'm going to tell you something. I've made my share of mistakes, and I guess y'all have too. I've done some stupid things. But there's one thing I got right. I got saved when I was 18 years old. Jesus saved me and washed my sins away. And I know right now, if he called me in a car wreck on the way to eat today or on the way home, I know I'd be with him. That's one mistake I ain't going to make by God's grace. That's the biggest mistake you can make. Let's stand by our heads. Every head bowed. Every eye is closed. every head bowed, every eyes closed. There is not a doubt in my mind this message was for somebody here today. I don't know who you are. I don't know how old you are, what your name is, or maybe I do. God's speaking to your heart this morning. Don't make that mistake of not coming to Jesus Christ to save you. We're going to pray and we're going to give an invitation. If I was you here this morning, I'd get right out of my seat. I'd walk right down here this morning and I'd get saved by God's grace. You say, well, people look at me. That ain't no big deal. That ain't no big deal at all. At all. It ain't nothing like having God and everybody see you at the judgment one day. Settle it today. I wonder why heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Christians are praying. If there's someone here this morning, say, preacher, I don't want to die without God. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure. I don't want to wind up making the biggest mistake a person can make. I want to know where I'm going when I leave this world. We would like to pray for you this morning. Would you let us pray for you? We'll pray for you. Just slip up your hand. Take it right back down. Let us pray for you. Just slip it up right quick. Anyone, anywhere in the building, right quick. Slip it up. Take it right back down. God bless you. Is there another? Right quick. Is there another? God bless you. Is there another? Right quick. God bless you, sir. Don't, ain't nothing to be ashamed of. My goodness. You're going to stand in front of God one day at the judgment. Ain't nobody here going to think bad of you. We'll think you're crazy if you don't. Anybody else? Say, preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. Anyone, just slip up that hand. God bless you. I see your hand. That's at least three or four hands. Christians pray. Don't make the biggest mistake that a person can make. Our Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost of God, do with us and for us what needs to be done this morning. Save that soul which is nearest hell. Lord, you know who it is. You know what their need is. I pray you'd meet that need. Oh, Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will bring conviction and touch somebody's heart right now. These that lifted their hand, that they'll make their way down here and settle this issue once and for all and not make the greatest mistake a person can make. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for His sake. Amen. Let's sing. If you lifted your hand, you come on. Come on right now. Come on. If you didn't, you come on right now. Let's get up here and pray. Let's obey God. Nobody's moving. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. People are praying up here. People are singing out here. You let God help you this morning. Come on right now. Come on right now. Come on. That's right. Come on. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. You come right now. Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on now. Come on. Come on. People are praying. You come right now. You know what? You can make a public confession of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll save you this morning.
To rid my soul of wonder.
That's right. Come on. Come on, young man. Come on. If you raise your hand, you come right now. Just come get it settled this morning.
Each spot.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Of God, I come.
I heard Billy Graham say one time, he said, why do we have people to come forward like that? That scares me. And he said, everybody in the Bible that Jesus called, he called them publicly. Everyone, the woman at the well, Nicodemus, all, he wanted to go tell your friends, go tell your family. Go. It's a public statement that I believe that He's real and I believe He saved me. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good sign you really believe. People say, well, I believe, but I just don't want nobody to know it. You don't believe much. When you really believe, it'll make a difference in how you think, how you feel. I'm so burdened this morning. I've seen hands go up. I know there's people here this morning that need to get saved, get right with God. But your pride and your stubbornness is what'll stop you. Amen. Bible says humble yourself. I mean, you're going to one day anyway. It's going to happen one day anyway. We got people up here on their knees praying for you right now. We'll sing one more verse. Would you come, sir? Would you come, friend, young man? Come on.
Just